For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China's two major economic data points have been released today. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, a main gauge of inflation, rose 1.6% in September from last year. Official figures also show that the Producer Price Index, or PPI, which measures wholesale inflation, slid 5.9% year-on-year in September. In addition, trade prospects in China are set to remain favorable during the fourth quarter after exports fell less than expected in September. Data announced on Tuesday indicate that exports shrank by 1.1% in September, while imports slumped 17.7%. The combined effect of the two figures meant China's trade surplus last month rose around 2.2%. Senior Chinese officials have briefed the media on Chinese President Xi Jinping's upcoming state visit to the United Kingdom next week. Vice Foreign Minister Wang Chao says President Xi's visit will outline a blueprint for the future development of bilateral relations. Wang says that President Xi will attend a series of events during his stay in London. President Xi will attend a welcoming ceremony held by Queen Elizabeth II, review the Royal House Guards, and attend an unofficial luncheon and an official welcoming banquet. He'll also meet and talk with members of the British royal family. President Xi will also hold talks with Prime Minister David Cameron and address a banquet hosted by the Lord Mayor of the City of London. Apart from London, President Xi will also stay in Manchester, where he'll visit research projects and local businesses. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and head of the Japanese National Security Council Yoshi Shitoro on Tuesday co-chaired the second China-Japan high-level political dialogue in Tokyo. Yang pointed out that since the end of last year, China-Japan relations have shown a momentum towards improvement. He said the Chinese government is willing to maintain dialogue and contact with Japan. Yang also urged Japan to boost bilateral ties in a spirit of drawing lessons from history and facing up to the future and properly handle sensitive issues. Police said 24 Chinese tourists were injured in a bus accident in the western Austrian state of Tyrol, including one seriously injured. Tyrol police sent four helicopters to the scene, and all of the 24 injured tourists have been sent to the hospital. The accident took place while 32 Chinese tourists were traveling by bus near Obstieg, a small town 50 kilometers away from the capital city of Tyrol, Innsbruck. The bus came from Italy with the Chinese travelers. China's vowing to offer new aid to relieve the humanitarian crisis in the Middle East. Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Wang Chao made the remarks at a press briefing about President Xi Jinping's upcoming visit to Britain. Wang said that China will accelerate distribution of the humanitarian aid that it has announced for West Asia and Northern Africa by the end of the year, as well as provide new aid to the regions. The assistance measure is expected to help Middle Eastern countries improve their ability to accommodate refugees and help reduce the flow of refugees. So far, China has provided a total of 375 million yuan in humanitarian aid to the Middle East. Iran's president said that the initial implementation of the nuclear deal between his country and major world powers clinched in July will begin next week. Hassan Rouhani said that all economic sanctions against Iran will be lifted within 2 months. The Iranian parliament has approved a bill earlier on Tuesday that allows the government to implement the nuclear deal. The bill will be reviewed by Iran's 12-member Guardian Council, a group of senior clerics who could return it to lawmakers for further discussion. The Dutch Safety Board has published its final report into the crash of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last July. The report was released in the Netherlands on Tuesday. It concludes that flight MH17 was destroyed by a Russian-made bulk surface-to-air missile over eastern Ukraine. But it does not say who was responsible for firing it. The Malaysia Airlines plane crashed in eastern Ukraine on July 17th last year while flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. All 298 people on board the plane, including 196 Dutch nationals, were killed. China's major airlines are piloting a new policy that ends the era of free better seats on part of their international and domestic flights. So far, Air China, China Southern Airlines, Hainan Airlines, and China Eastern Airlines have all adopted a surcharge for special seat requirements. Passengers have to pay an extra 20 to 500 yuan or 3 to 80 US dollars for aisle or spacious seats. Currently, overseas operators such as Air France and Air Asia have also charged for special seat selection. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.